Hey, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and I am geeking out about all things money, digital entrepreneurship, creating your best life as a result of digital entrepreneurship, and any other thing that kind of comes to mind related to those topics. I wanted to reflect on not going to one of my favorite events every year for the past 6 years, which is FinCon. I'm feeling some sort of way, but it's not the way you want me to feel, which is I feel great. So last year after FinCon 2017, when I had a phenomenal time, every year I enjoy it. I was really tired because I'd attended 6 major events throughout the year. And I was reflecting on what I'd gained, what I'd lost as a result of attending these different events. And all of a sudden I was just like, you know what? I do not want to attend another FinCon without having done a couple of things. The first thing was I really wanted to get my health back together. I was frustrated with being at a really long plateau in terms of my weight. I gained about, I'd say probably 65 pounds during my old job and then lost some. And then I just plateaued for a long time. And so I really just didn't want to attend another FinCon feeling the way that I was feeling physically and just feeling how the way that I did about how I looked. So that was one issue. I noticed that I didn't want to take a lot of pictures. Like I forced myself to take all the pictures that I took. And I will still share them, even though I don't feel like I look my best in those photos. But I didn't feel good about how I looked. I didn't feel good about my weight. I also didn't feel good about my debt freedom journey. And I was like, you know, I'm an adult. And I knew that by taking trips during debt repayment, that would delay my debt repayment. Like I'm an adult. I understood that. And I was okay with that for a long time because I had such a large amount to pay that I knew that I would need breaks so that I could stay focused and energized and keep on working on this task of paying off debt. But as my debt got smaller, I was just like, you know, getting smaller, it's getting to that point where it's a lot more manageable and I could be knocking out more things if I just stayed home and focused. And the funny thing was, I ended up actually having a really stressful financial year and it was a really good thing. It was smart choice to stay home because it ended up being a really stressful financial year. I didn't expect that to happen. I was reconfiguring my business. I was figuring out some other things. And it just ended up being this weird year. That being said, I'm back on track. I'm focused on the things that I need to focus on. And I'm growing my passive income, which is my favorite thing ever. And I'm looking to hopefully get the bulk of the unsecured debt done by the end of 2018. And that marks a huge shift in my debt repayment journey because once the unsecured debt is taken care of, I will just be paying off one thing, and that's student loans. I can't even express to you what a big deal this is to me because having numerous mini little debts and numerous people that you're accountable to is so stressful. Having one bill that you can just like every other day, just, you know, like if you want to pay 67 cents, like my friend Michelle did from, she used to blog at a blog she no longer blogs on, but I'll never forget her telling me, she's like, you know what? One day I was like, each day I'm going to do something. And one time it was 67 cents. And I was like, you go girl. I'm really excited I'm just incredibly excited to get to the point where I have one thing, just one thing to focus on. And I think the irony will be, I will probably blaze through that bill because it's just one thing. So I'm not going to FinCon this year because I wanted to look better, feel better, but I also wanted to take care of my business and grow my business, pay off my debts, and just kind of make some moves so that the next time I show up, I can be like, here I am, here's what I've done, here's what I've achieved. And even though my friends and colleagues in this space are the sweetest people ever and so supportive, and I've never had them come to my face and be like, Michelle, why is it that you haven't finished your debt repayment journey? I am now at the point where I'm like, okay, there are things that just have to happen in order to make that happen. And it just didn't feel like a sacrifice to stay home. Not traveling this year, I've had so much extra brain energy to like focus on things. I haven't had to worry about hopping on a plane. I haven't had to worry about setting up, you know, my travel. It's just been great. Honestly, it's been great. However, I am looking forward to traveling next year. I'm looking forward to going to FinCon and Podcast Movement and all those different events that I enjoy. And I love seeing my friends. I miss you guys, but honestly, I see people all the time. I just saw Mindy Jensen from Bigger Pockets in 1500 Days today. So am I sad that I won't be at FinCon? Of course, I love the people, but they're like family now, and that's a little different. Like once you've transitioned into family mode, it's just a different experience and a different energy behind it. Like I know I will always see these people. I am currently attending an event called Denver Startup Week. I really can't express how awesome this event is. I'm very fortunate to have access to this as a Denverite. It's obviously, it's Denver Startup Week. It's hosted here. It's a week-long free event for entrepreneurs in the city of Denver. It trends worldwide, actually. There are incredible people who make this event happen besides the organizing committee. They have different guests that come from all over the United States, all over the state of Colorado, who share their wisdom and help entrepreneurs in our state do better. Today, I had the opportunity to speak on a panel about starting a podcast and just being on a panel of all women discussing how podcasting can be a part of someone's business. So it's not like I'm not doing the same things that I would be doing at FinCon, probably with a lot less partying, even though there are actually a lot of parties available at Denver Startup Week and they're pretty legit. But I think this year, because I really have my business focus cap on, if you will, I'll probably just go to the different sessions that I've marked with the intention of connecting with people who will grow my business and brands, plural, in particular, my Colorado-based brand, Square State. And it looks like that was a good decision. So I will keep you posted on that. I'm also moderating a panel on Wednesday about budgeting for your startup. So we'll see how that goes. And I am excited about that, as well. By the way, the world is a small place. I discovered that one of the panelists on my Wednesday panel actually is a person that helps entrepreneurs, specifically women entrepreneurs, work with brands. And the weird thing about this is, that is something that I've been wanting to do actually for quite a while. And I've just been kind of overwhelmed by like, how does that work? And I just was getting frustrated. I'm like, you know, this is something I really want to do. I have no idea where to start. For some reason, this is just something that I keep roadblocking on. And Letitia Stiles, actually from the Creating Coins community, was like, hey, I just signed on to work with this person. She shares a picture of this person sitting, you know, on a bridge. It's part of their marketing materials. And I'm like, hey, she looks like she's in Denver. Am I right? Is she in Denver? And then another friend's like, Michelle, she's on the panel with you. And I'm like, oh God. And then the woman that we were talking about was like, you know, posted on the same stream comment thread, Facebook. She goes, this is really funny. So I was supposed to meet this person and I was supposed to be connected with them. And if I'd gone to FinCon, maybe that wouldn't have happened. So I will miss you guys. There's a lot that I could be doing there, but this was the right choice. The last couple of weeks, I attended an educational opportunity called Pop-Up Business School, and it was hosted at Mr. Money Mustache's Mustachian headquarters in Longmont. So for the past 2 weeks, I went to Longmont and learned about business, and it was run by a gentleman named Alan Donegan. And yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Alan Donegan or Alan Donegal, but I'm pretty sure it's Donegan. Anyway, he is an incredible human being. It was a phenomenal experience. There were entrepreneurs from all over the United States who attended. The interesting thing about this experience is in the UK, where they normally hold the pop-up business school, they actually share this wisdom and this information with people who would normally not have access to this. People who are living in housing, low-income housing, or just, you know, they don't have the money for this. He made a point of saying that the people who are attending the Longmont pop-up business school were very kind of different from the ones from the clients that he normally serves in England. By the way, he always does this free. It's typically sponsored by different organizations, that kind of thing, so that he can do this. And the idea is to share all of the different ways people can start businesses for free or with a bartering situation or for very, very low cost. And it was amazing. It was also amazing because I was around all of these fire people, FinCon people. So fire people are so interesting to observe in terms of their habits and what they will and won't do. As I clean up the last bits of my personal finance mess and get ready to transition into accumulating wealth, observing the fire people up close and personal is really interesting. So not all of the people in the business school, by the way, in the pop-up business school, Longmont, were in the fire community. Maybe they were intrigued by it, but it was kind of like half and half. And whenever we would have like a break or a breakout session or something where normally people would run and go get food, they would like just eat what they brought. And just the way they talked about the expense of certain items and their electric cars. And I was like, these people are so damn interesting. So I am excited to hopefully in the next 6 months begin my FIRE journey. I'm going to get a lot of assistance with that prep work and understanding all the stuff that people do, because I'll be attending the Sense Positive event that will be held in Denver in November. I was awarded a scholarship. I put in my name for it. And the reason that I did was I was like, look, I'm paying off debt and I would really benefit from this, but I don't think that paying at this time would be in alignment with my goals. Like I took the year off for a reason, so I could pay things down, so I could work more, so I could just gain some traction and move on from this journey. And I'm happy to report that I won one of these scholarships and I'm so excited. It helps that it's in Denver. So that's helpful to them because they can provide additional scholarships because they won't need to pay for my accommodation. And I'm totally fine with that. The Sense Positive event is specifically for women in FIRE. And I think that that's important because how women talk money, I think can oftentimes be different. I still would love to get married. I would still love to be a mom. I still have those things in my future. I believe that. I'm manifesting it. And I do not ever want to be the person in the relationship who doesn't have their financial life together. I don't want to ever have that conversation with, you know, my guy, like, well, you know, I have debt and I can't do that, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't ever want to be that person again. Or if we want to go on a trip and I'm like, well, I can't afford it. Like, I don't want to be that person. So, but I also don't want to be the person who's like, I want to do fire, but I don't really understand like all the things. And I want to do a whole episode actually about how being broke is the best preparation for fire. I already write my, like, I'm not broke now necessarily, but I have debt. So like where my money goes to somebody else really until that's done. I ride my bike already around town. I have a paid off car. It's little and scrappy, but it's paid off. I live in a tiny little place. like I do all the stuff that they describe themselves doing. And it's hilarious to me. I don't buy expensive wigs anymore. Like I get the inexpensive ones thanks to Sandy Smith. So my point is, I'm actually ridiculously frugal to begin with. And all I'm doing now, regardless of whether or not I do fire, but I will be, all I've been doing in 2017 is working on ways to grow my income and grow it substantially. That is all I've been working on. And that is all I'll continue to work on for quite a while. Like that is the only thing I'm focusing on, because really you can't out frugal debt, retirement. There's just a point you have to make more money. And it is not as easy as I wish it could be in terms of mindset. That's been my biggest roadblock. It's been mindset. I've had some wins recently, and those wins are some financial wins in terms of my business. And those wins are really fueling my energy. So I'm excited to attend the Sense Positive event in November. I can't wait to really connect with the different people in that community and learn more. And I'm just so grateful to them. I'm grateful to Alan Donegan and his crew of American and English amazing people who brought over the pop-up business school to Longmont. I'm actually going to do an episode for my Colorado-based podcast, Square State, and just talk about that. And of course, a huge thank you to Pete, Mr. Money Mustache, for hosting it. By the way, he also hooked me up with a ton of bus tickets. Like I could have driven this thing if my car was gonna be driving. It has issues right now. But instead he was like, hey, like randomly, I didn't ask for this. He's like, hey, here's some regional bus tickets. And it's $9 round trip a day and it was 2 weeks. So he saved me quite a bit of money actually by doing that. And he didn't realize that. So, I mean, he did, but really he did. So I've had a great couple of weeks. Denver Startup Week is going to be phenomenal. Tomorrow I'm going to see Damon John from FUBU and Shark Tank. Can't wait. I'm going to try to get some pictures with him. If you are going to FinCon this week or in the future in 2019, I have a webinar that you should be watching. FinCon is just the first date. There's a year-long strategy that I work to really grow my brand. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/rockfincon. Again, that is michelleismoneyhungry.com/rockfincon to learn my strategy for growing my brand, getting in front of people, and really connecting authentically with people throughout the year. Your FinCon 2019 basically starts now, and apparently it's going to be in Washington, D.C., so it's going down. I'm really excited because I haven't been in D.C. for like a billion years, so I am thrilled to have it there. It's going to have a lot of energy, and as it always does, looking forward to that. Oh, and I forgot to mention, while I was at the pop-up business school, there was a television crew interviewing the different FI people and Mr. Money Mustache. And so I was also interviewed for this kind of extensively. I don't know if I'll make the final cut, but I'm very excited about that. So I'll keep you posted on how that goes. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day, an incredible week. You're going to FinCon. You need to crush the conference and rock it. Remember, it's the first date. Don't overthink it. Be memorable. You are interesting. And email me at michellesmoneyhungry@gmail.com if you have any questions. Have a great day. Bye.